The energy bill that the House passed yesterday includes one provision that would exempt an oil and gas industry technique from a law that protects drinking water. It's called hydraulic fracturing, and despite concerns that it can contaminate water, industry experts say that most natural gas wells drilled in the U.S. over the next few decades will use it. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren has this report.
Laura Amos of Silt, Colorado, didn't know much about hydraulic fracturing when a company drilled a natural gas well about 100 yards from the well that supplies her drinking water.
The gas operator physically blew up our water well. It geysered into the air just like a geyser at Yellowstone. Immediately our water turned gray, had a horrible odor, and fizzed like 7-Up.
After that, state officials found methane gas in her well water. They told her it was safe to drink, but she had nagging doubts. A few years later, she started looking into hydraulic fracturing. She learned that companies inject water and chemicals under intense pressure deep underground. This releases gas or oil that's trapped in dense rock, coal, or sand formations. She came across a document that linked one of the hydraulic fracturing chemicals to a variety of health problems.
The biggie that really, of course, got my attention was elevated numbers of combined malignant and non-malignant tumors of the adrenal gland, the very same very rare tumors that I was diagnosed with.
At first, the company denied it had used the chemical, 2-butoxyethanol, when it drilled near Amos's well. After she appealed to her governor, the state confirmed that the chemical had been used about 2 years before she was diagnosed with cancer. There's no proof hydraulic fracturing caused her cancer. Nevertheless, she traveled to Washington this week to use her story to make a case for regulating the technique.
My case is proof that hydraulic fracturing does contaminate underground sources of drinking water, which is in direct violation of the Safe Drinking Water Act.
But industry representatives say states already regulate hydraulic fracturing.
There's no need, in our view, for additional federal regulation.
Bill Witsit of the Domestic Petroleum Council says that the process has been used a million times, and it's never been shown to have contaminated a drinking water well.
Remarkably, even the Environmental Protection Agency recently found there's little or no chance of harm. This is a non-problem that ought to be a non-issue.
The EPA wouldn't agree to an interview on the topic. Its recent report on hydraulic fracturing says that chemicals used are toxic and can cause cancer, and they may make their way into shallow aquifers used for drinking water. Still, the agency concludes that hydraulic fracturing, quote, poses little or no threat to drinking water, and it says there's no need for more study. EPA scientist Weston Wilson disagrees. The 30-year veteran of the agency says the report isn't scientifically sound.
They didn't follow their own science policy, which required EPA to obtain water quality data in each place that hydraulic fracturing was occurring. And second, their EPA's decision wasn't consistent with the purposes of the law. The Safe Drinking Water Act required EPA to protect drinking water sources, including where there was injection of toxic fluid such as this.
Wilson said the risk of contamination is increasing. That's because the industry is drilling shallower gas wells in or near the same formations where people get their drinking water. Most of the complaints have come from Colorado, Alabama, Virginia, and other areas where companies are drilling in relatively shallow coal beds.
What should happen is that EPA should finish its study and obtain field information to see if this does represent a risk to groundwater. And if it represents a risk, it should regulate it under the Safe Drinking Water Act.
The EPA hasn't taken a position on whether it should have the authority to do that. Next, the Senate will decide what it thinks. It's expected to debate the energy bill later this spring. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.